Hello, welcome back to the Retro Break podcast. It's been a while, but I'm back to talk this week all about game shops, because I recently went to visit a shop that I'd wanted to go to for a long time called Super Game Shack, and that video will be coming out hopefully next Friday by the time this one's going live, so see whether that one's up on YouTube soon. But while I was there, I thought it was an incredible shop, and it got me thinking, what actually makes a good game shop, and what would I like to see in a really good retro game shop? So I've got a few notes here, and I also asked on Twitter and over on YouTube what some of you guys think makes a good game shop as well. So let's get straight into it, shall we? So the first thing that I had on the list here of what makes a good game shop is knowledgeable and friendly staff. And I do think that is really, really important, because when you go to these shops, they're very specific with the kind of things that they sell, and you want to be able to have a good conversation with whoever works there about what you're trying to look for in the shop, or about what they've got on offer, or just in general about games as well. I've been to shops before with friends, and we've just really enjoyed just sitting there and talking to the people that work in the shop, chatting about what games they've been playing, chatting about what games they're looking forward to in the future, what systems they're collecting for, that sort of thing. I've even had some people in some shops like take me into their storeroom and show me the stuff that they have that's not for sale just yet, just because they're so excited about what they've got in there, and they were so excited to show me what they've got. And it's just extra little things like that that really make it a worthwhile experience to go and check out some of these places. And while I'm going through this podcast, I won't be naming any names in particular, because I don't want to treat one shop better than another, because they all sort of excel in their own little areas. So that is one thing that I think is really, really important in a good retro gaming shop. Another thing that I really enjoy about going around these retro shops is when they have loads of stock to look through. I don't just want one or two little neat shelves with a few games like some that I've been to. I want hundreds of games everywhere. I'm sure you know which shop I'm talking about now, but there's one with just stacks and stacks of games, basically inside a house, and you can go through the different rooms, and there's just so much to look at. And I just love spending an entire day just rummaging through everything they have to offer, and just spotting that one real special game in with all the other games, and just taking that to the till, taking a big stack of games over and letting them calculate it all and seeing what it comes to. And it's just a really fun experience that way. Like, I don't want the shops to be messy as such, but I want to feel like I'm discovering things while I'm there. If everything is just facing forward on a shelf, sure, it looks nice and it might be easy to pick things out at a glance, but you don't really get the satisfaction of really finding something that you weren't expecting to find when you turned up there. And that's also what I think makes the tour videos that I do really interesting as well, where you can actually see me like rummaging through boxes of cartridges and finding one or two hidden gems mixed in with all the other stuff. So yeah, that's something that really excites me about visiting these shops, and it's something that I'd like to see a lot more of. But obviously, that only works if the shops have been around a long time and they've got a load of stock. Sometimes they have a little bit too much and it can be a bit overwhelming, but from what I've seen for some of the shops that I'm thinking about while I'm talking about this, they've actually rented out a storage unit and they actually swap around the inventory occasionally. So that also means that whenever you go back there in the future, you're always guaranteed to find at least a few new interesting things every single time you go and check the shop out. So that is definitely something that I rate very highly in these really, really cool little independent shops. Of course, good prices are very important, and also if the shopkeepers are friendly and if you get to know them, they might even do some deals and some discounts as well, which is something that I've pretty much got every single time that I've been shopping in these places. I usually take a big stack of games to the counter and they add it all up for me. And that does bring me on to something that maybe these independent shops could do a little bit better, and that is actually pricing up the games individually. Because sometimes you go to these shops and there's loads of stuff there, but you actually have no idea how much any of it's actually going to cost. And then they generally take it away to the counter, and sometimes they won't even show you where they're getting the prices from. But most of the time, it seems to either come from eBay, sold listings or price charting or something like that. So you can pretty much be guaranteed that you're always going to get a really good price. It would be nice if there was more games with stickers on, but of course, some of these shops with just literally thousands upon thousands of games, it would be impossible for them to price them all up, especially with the prices fluctuating as much as they are now. So I feel like going off eBay sold listings is kind of a good way of doing it, and then they generally knock a percentage off just because I've bought it in bulk as well while I'm there. So yeah, but good prices and bundle discounts are something that I really value highly. Of course, something that I personally think is very important to shops. I don't know how much this would affect other people who are just going there to buy games, but I really like it, of course, when they're really good and friendly with allowing you to film or take photos from inside the shop as well. Of course, I love doing my shop tours, and now that COVID is pretty much over, well, it's not over, but people are treating it like it is, and you can go back out to shops again now, and I want to go and take my camera around and get more really in-depth shop tours where I go through all the shelves, telling you what to expect when you get there. I'm even planning to put a map on my website so that if people want to check out some of the best game shops throughout the entire of the UK, they'll be able to go to my site and check out the map and then actually see a video from the shop that I've put on there. So I really do appreciate it when shops allow me to go around with the camera. Most of them have been really good with that, but there are one or two that are like, they're not really sure whether they want you to show things. And then maybe that reflects badly on them because maybe they're trying to hide something. But yeah, most of the time, the shops are really good. And the one that I went to the other day was an incredible shop and they let me film everywhere. They even let me go behind the counter and take my camera and pan across the shelves right at the top. Unfortunately, the camera I took with me isn't really the best in handheld shooting mode. So when you watch that video next week, it may seem a little juddery. And I am hoping to spend some money that's coming my way soon on getting an upgraded camera with in-body image stabilization and a new optical image stabilized lens to go with it as well. So hopefully future shop tours should look a lot cleaner, a lot sharper, and I'll actually be able to film in 60 frames a second instead of kind of upscaling it in post. So really looking forward to doing that. But the point with all this was that I think it's really important when retro gaming shops are good with people filming there. I also think it'd be really cool if more shops had actual playable consoles there, so maybe a certain section of the shop where you can just sit down, chill out for a bit and play some games, maybe even play some games that are actually for sale in the shop, you know, to check to make sure that you actually want to buy it, to figure out what kind of game it is if you've never heard of it before. It'd be really cool as well if they had like multiplayer stations set up, so maybe if there's a few people in the shop and the shop's big enough, you could have like maybe a Mario Kart race together, or you could play Bomberman for a bit or something like that. I know a few shops have had like store demo kiosks that they've actually found from retailers like Blockbuster and things like that, that they've actually brought into their store. And I always think they're really, really cool. So to see things like that, to see like unique things from the past that may have been in actual like physical game shops, like standees and things. Also, I like it when they sell more than just games as well. So maybe some merchandise related to the games, maybe some posters, some artwork, maybe t-shirts or just little things like that that kind of add to the experience. I know a lot of these shops are kind of small, but for some of the bigger shops, I think having the other kinds of things to buy as well would definitely help. And it'll probably help with them making sales too. Like the shop that I went to the other day, they actually sell a lot of Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh! And Magic the Gathering cards and things like that, and they make a lot of money through that. And it's still kind of related to games, so I can see how it all fits together. So yeah, if the game shops want to expand a bit, they could bring in things like that too. And another thing, which is kind of unique, but I know a few shops do this, it's really cool when they actually have services like where you can take your consoles there to be modded, or maybe you can take a console to be repaired and they'll send it away to someone and get them to deliver it back to the shop for you. They generally know a lot of people who are really good with these things, and yeah, that's really cool. Also, the ability to test out a console before you buy it is, I think, really useful, especially if you're buying a handheld system. Like, maybe you want to check that the backlight's working on it properly, or you want to make sure that it can read games before you go ahead and make your purchase. So being able to actually test the things that you buy before you make your purchase, or just test out a few different things to see which one you want. Maybe one's a bit better quality, or, you know, not got scratches on it or something. So to be able to see things that are for sale before you actually purchase in your own hands, I think is really important. And that's not something you can do online either. So that is something that's really specific to a physical store location too. Also, I think it's really important that they actually know the prices of the games and they know how to get to the games too, because I've been in some game shops in the past where I've asked how much something is and they have no idea, and then I have to spend like 10 minutes while they're phoning up their manager to try and find out what the price is. Or I've even been to one game shop, and this was a really terrible thing. So they had some games in the cabinet, and there was one that I was really excited about and I really wanted to buy it, and I went to the counter and asked them how much it was, and they ummed and ahed about it for a bit, and then they basically told me, yeah, we decided we don't want to sell it because it might be worth more in the future. So that is not a way to run a shop. I've also been to a shop where they bragged about having multiple copies of rare games that they're not going to sell. They're just going to keep them and wait for the price to go up. And they literally had them on display at the back of the shop and they weren't selling them to anyone. Like, if you're going to do that, at least keep it to yourself, because it's just bad business. So yeah, make sure that everything that's in the shop is actually for sale, and don't be flustered when someone asks you whether it's for sale or not either. People want to go to a shop and be able to actually buy the things that they see there. Now, next is something that's really important if you actually want people to be able to find the shop in the first place, and that is the fact that I think they should have a good online presence. A lot of the shops that I've found are thanks to things like Instagram and Facebook, and it's really important that they share the photos on those social media sites, because that drums up interest in the retro gaming community, and honestly, people will travel all across the country to go and visit a good-looking game shop. So if you're putting stuff out there, if you're taking pictures of the shelves, if you're taking pictures of the trade-ins that come in and the interesting games that you've got that you're actually putting out on display, maybe doing even little videos. There's some really good ones. Entertainment World does really good videos over on Facebook, and I really like the way he actually goes around and presents them, so he's actually part of the videos as well. It makes it feel a lot more personal, and of course, a lot of these shops are run by independent people as well. They're not big chains, so to get the person behind the shop talking on there too is just a really nice little extra feature. And then when you do meet them in person, you kind of feel like you have something to talk about as well, because you might have seen some of their posts on social media. So I think having things like a Facebook page, a Instagram page, maybe even a TikTok or a YouTube channel, and get out there on Twitter as well. There's a big retro gaming community over on Twitter. So to be visible to all of these people is really important if you want people to actually make the effort to come and check your shop out. And it kind of gives people an idea of what to expect when they get there as well. Now, something that's been kind of hit or miss in the shops that I've visited over the past few years, that is to have games in good condition. Now, there's some shops that I see that literally just get hundreds of games in and just put them out on the shelves straight away, which is fun if you want to try and rummage through things. But if you're looking for things from a collector's point of view, then you actually want something that's been kind of more looked after than that, something that's maybe presented a bit nicely. One of the shops I went to, they actually clean every single cartridge that comes in, so you're pretty much guaranteed that it's going to work, which is really good. I've also seen some shops that just shove things into just plastic containers full of games, and they're being like scratched and damaged in there, and they're just being thrown around without a care in the world. So there's two completely opposite ends of the spectrum, but generally I prefer games to be in good condition, obviously. But I can see that that's not really an option for some shops. But for the ones that do, especially for the ones that go the extra mile and put games in protective sleeves as well, or in like box protectors for the cardboard box games as well, that is something that really adds to the value. And I'd be more than happy in paying a little bit extra to have something that I know has been looked after and that I know will definitely work. And of course, will look really nice on the shelves behind me in the videos as well. So I really do think that that is something that's quite important, but maybe depending on what kind of collector you are, you might not really mind getting something that's a little bit worse for wear if it means getting it a little bit cheaper. And something else that I've got on the list here that is, I think, is important for some people that don't drive especially, and that is having the shop somewhere that's easy to access through public transport. So some of the shops I know, because the rents are lower, obviously, are quite out of the way, but that means that you either need to drive there or you need to get a train to a certain stop and then get in an Uber or find a different way of getting there, maybe on like a bus or something, or maybe you walk for an hour or something to get there. And then there's other shops that are in city centres, which are really easy to get to, and they're generally the ones that are a little bit tidier, but they actually have a lot less stock. So I do think it is important to have the shop easily accessible to the general public. There are a few shops that are really far out of the way that I really want to go and visit, but actually, although they look amazing from what I've seen online, I've actually been kind of put off from visiting them just because it's so difficult to get to, especially if they're really far up north and I'm traveling from here in the West Midlands. It's a bit too far to drive as well. So to have the shops accessible by public transport, or at least having like instructions on your site on how to get there, make it easy for people to go and check you out, I think that's something that's really important and something that probably should be thought about a little bit more when these people are starting these shops up, is how are people actually going to be able to get there. So I did ask on Discord as well, and I've got a few extra things on here that I haven't mentioned so far, so let's take a look at what some people said over there. People like it when the shops integrate with the local community. I think that's something really good. There's a shop actually that I'm hoping to do a full tour of when they're properly set up, and I know that they've done a lot with the local community in terms of even going so far as to sell local artists' work in the store, which I think is amazing. And they even run competitions. They've been helping out the other people that are setting up shop in that area too. If they're part of the community, I think that brings in some really good vibes, and hopefully that means that they're going to stay around longer as well, because then the town or city will actually want to support them and maybe even share the shop on their own social channels. Friendly owners, I kind of mentioned that earlier. Lots of stock as well. Yeah, it's really great. Customer service. So there is a difference between friendly owners and customer service. There's some people that are overly friendly and they take ages to get around to actually serving you. There's some people that you can tell it's their passion, but they're not really that good with customer service, or maybe that they're not that good with sales, or maybe they try and push too far into the sales aspect and don't back off and let you look around as well. So it's a kind of a balancing act, that one. But yeah, customer service is very important. Fair prices, of course. Most of the shops, of course, because they want people to come back and because they actually do care about the community, they are pretty reasonable with their prices, a lot that I've found. A lot more so than some of the market stalls that you get in the gaming markets. I feel like even though they need to make a little bit more money, they're also more understanding of the community. And to get to the stage where you've actually set your own shop up, you must know a lot about the collecting scene, and you know what's actually worth something and what is kind of a little bit overkill. And hopefully they're not trying to sell to people who don't really know what they've got either. So I'd like to think that a lot of the shops have really fair prices. And here's a really good one, and I'm probably going to end it on this one, but this one is, if they use stickers for the prices, are they easy to peel off? And also, I'm adding to this as well, but don't put sticky labels on cardboard boxes, because if they do get stuck down on the cardboard, you could end up damaging it if you try and peel it off. And sometimes the cardboard boxes are actually worth more than the games that are actually inside them, so definitely bear that in mind. And if you're looking around these shops, try and check to make sure what kind of labels they use, or whether they're putting them on the box protectors on the outside, or whether they're actually putting them on the cardboard on the inside as well. I also really love it going, I know I said that was the last one, but something else just popped into my head as well, and that is the fact that I really love it when they actually let you open up things in the store and check the condition for yourself. So I've been in a few shops and I've picked up some quite heavy ticket items, and they've always been fine with me getting the games off the shelf, getting them out of the cabinet, having a look through, making sure the manual's in good condition, making sure that the cartridge is a legit cartridge, making sure that the sticker on the cartridge isn't skewed or peeling off or anything like that. So I really do appreciate it when they actually let you have a look at their inventory and see whether you're actually happy paying that price or not. So there you go, that was just my thoughts about what I think makes a good game shop. I'm really looking forward to visiting more this year now that things have opened up again, and hopefully I'll have a lot more game shop tours on my YouTube channel in the coming months and years ahead. So thank you all for listening. Let me know, I was going to say down in the comments, but there aren't really comments on podcasts. Have a look in the description on the podcast and you can send me a voice message, so definitely go ahead and do that. Leave a comment if you're watching on YouTube, and I'm sorry that it's been a while since the last podcast episode. I'll try and get them out more recently in the future, but I really do enjoy making them. Also, I've just started streaming on Twitch as well, so go ahead and check out my Twitch channel if you want to see me playing some games that I'll be actually using in my YouTube videos in the future. So thank you all so much for listening. I'm going to end it there. Goodbye. Speak to you all again soon.